This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. In the Book of Chronicles, the kings usually receive a divine performance review. Of Rehoboam, we are told, he did evil, for he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. On the other hand, King Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. What will be engraved on your tombstone? We or our loved ones will determine what is written there or in our obituary. But if the Lord were writing, what would he engrave? What if you were to show up in the Book of Chronicles? What would be said of your life? Wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord is to acknowledge that God exists, and that we are all accountable to him for every thought, word, and deed. A wise life entails a sustained concern for God's evaluation of how we are spending our days and energy and resources. We want to be asking the Lord how he wants us to spend our time and gifts. We want to concern ourselves with God's opinion above all else. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, "But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me." Paul is reminding us that it is God who will write our obituary. It is God who will write our performance review, and it is his epitaph that really matters, not the world's opinion of us, and not even our own opinion of ourselves. And so, can you honestly say today, the Lord who knows me inside and out would say, he has set his heart to serve the Lord, or she wholly set her heart to live for me. Let the prayer of the psalmist in Psalm 139 be ours today. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my thoughts. See if there is any offensive way within me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.